Travel continues all summer long at Jesse Brown's. This is Bill Barty saying that if you have an adventure trip, vacation, travel destination on your list with sun protection concerns, comfortable footwear needs, or you just need advice, then stop by Jesse Brown's Outdoors, because if you're going somewhere, then start with us at Jesse Brown's.
All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. Outdoor adventure many times comes to you in the form of critters in your own backyard.
Well, that's right, especially these days. But does that mean that there's hunting in your own backyard?
That means we've endangered all the habitat and they got nowhere else to be.
So they stay in our backyard where the habitat's just fine, usually. Well, listen, along those lines, it takes management. And, of course, the folks in Raleigh help us manage that. But there are people on the ground who are enforcing everything going on with wildlife. And those of us who like to hunt, fish, boat, recreate, all of those sorts of things out and amongst nature. And, of course, we think of the busy times out on our area lakes, but who helps patrol that, keep us safe, and keep us legal in whatever we have going on? That person grew up in this area, and we're going to have him on the program again today. Sampson Parker Jr., North Carolina wildlife officer. He's got a big territory because he covers Mecklenburg County and then some. We're going to bring him on the program right now to find out about summertime, what's been happening in his job, and what he has to look forward to as we prepare for fall, because it's not that far away. Sampson Parker, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Good morning.
Well, Sampson, I think you've got an interesting job, but I would guess that your most common phone call is, I just saw a coyote. What are you going to do about it?
Yes, sir. That call comes in quite often. At least a few times a week I get that call.
So people are really concerned about sometimes habitat being diminished and these animals crowding into the urban areas and so forth. You know, give us a little reassurance that coyotes aren't not going to break down our doors, eat our cat food out of the refrigerator, and sit and watch our television.
Yes, sir. You know, most of us as hunters, if you've ever been out in the woods hunting yourself and you ever see a coyote, you know from experience that you're not going to see him often and he's going to be gone quick. You know, they're actually a very skittish animal, and they don't like human pressure. You know, unfortunately, in Charlotte, the Mecklenburg County areas, there's all sorts of development and building, and they're basically running out of woods. They can't hide anymore. They are in our backyard. But the thing you don't have to worry about there is they're not an aggressive animal. They're going to feed on easy prey. So they're most of the time they're not going to go after something alive, or they're not going to strain too much to make an effort to get something out of your backyard.
And that's one side of your job too, is answering calls of concern and problems and people reporting violations that are happening out there. The other part of your job is patrol. And of course, here we are in Charlotte. You're a Cabarrus County boy, so you grew up in this area, but Lake Norman, Lake Wiley, Mountain Island, that is all within your realm of patrol. Tell us about, since it's not hunting season really, but it is fishing season and it is jet ski, boat, all of that season. Tell us about your time on our area lakes and the other type of wildlife that you may have to deal with, the human wildlife.
Yes, sir. So this time of the year, the summertime of the year, starting really in May, kicks off Memorial Day, is boating season. And, you know, not only is it our job to enforce the hunting, fishing, trapping laws, but it's also our job to enforce the boating laws on the lakes. And like you said, my areas are Lake Wiley, Mountain Island Lake, and Lake Norman. This time of year, it is absolutely wide open for us. Honestly, for Mecklenburg County, this is our busiest time of year, is these 3 or 4 months. And it goes all the way up until Labor Day, and then, you know, the boating traffic starts to die down a little bit. But it's, especially this past week and past 2 weeks, has been very busy.
We've got Sampson Parker Jr. on. He's North Carolina wildlife officer for Mecklenburg County. Sampson, you're a senior officer, so you've been around the block. This isn't your first rodeo when you're out on these area lakes, but as development, and Don mentioned the urbanization of Mecklenburg County, it's getting bigger and bigger, and more people are moving in. Can you tell that when you're on patrol doing what you do on our area lakes that there are more and more people who are out enjoying our area lakes as well?
Yes, sir. All three lakes have definitely shown an increase of traffic. We've seen it this year for sure. And then you've got some smaller lakes that are starting to get more development, like, for instance, Mountain Island Lake. And you know, Mountain Island Lake is one of those lakes that you may never not ever hear about. But, you know, that's a lake that's growing concern for us because it's getting busier and busier, and really it's nothing but a small river channel. So with the increase in development, we're definitely seeing an increase of traffic.
All right, now the game wardens, as I call them, or what's the proper word?
I don't know. We'll let Samson say it. I call it a North Carolina wildlife officer.
There you go. I'm old school. The game warden. Those guys are spread pretty darn thin in this state. You guys have tremendously large territories, right?
We do. We do. I cover Mecklenburg County pretty much by myself. I'm the only officer assigned to Mecklenburg County. There's one in Union County, and there's two in Cabarrus County. So it's a patrol area that we work. I work all three of those counties, and there's only, you know, four officers and a sergeant that cover that area. So spread super thin, spread really thin.
So what is the best thing citizens can do to make your job easier, to help you? I guess obviously the answer is play by the rules, but a lot of times people want to report it and things like that. Is that a help to you?
The biggest help is for the public to call in. You know, we've got a violations hotline number on the front of any regulations digest. That number's on there. It's a 1-800 number, and then on your hunting license, it's also on your hunting license. And that number, if you need it, is 1-800-662-7137. And that's our violations hotline. And the biggest thing that the public can help us with is that they see something or they hear something's going on. You know, they've got a trespassing report. They've got a, you know, hunting over bait report, a closed season hunting report. Give us a call. You know, I cannot be out there but so many hours during the week. You know, unfortunately, the state kind of holds me to around 40 hours a week, so there's only so much I can do. But, you know, the eye of the public, I can't be at one place at one time. But if you can call that number, if you have any violations, report it to us, and that will really help us out.
Well, you mentioned trespassing, and I guide trout fishermen, and I try to always point out, you know, property that's posted against trespassing and so forth. But I also try to point out purple paint. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. So the purple paint is basically acts as a posted sign. However, it's a little bit special for hunting and fishing. So the purple paint rule, it's called the Landowner Protection Act. It's in the hunting section of the Regulations Digest. It's the easy way to find it when you go get your license. If you get that Regulations Digest book, the Landowner Protection Act is explained in there. That purple paint just needs to be around 3 to 5 inches wide, around 12 inches tall, and you can mark trees, fence posts, any type of lateral marker. And that acts as a posted sign. So anytime you see purple paint, basically you cannot trespass on that property.
And that is no different than the sign being there. It'll hold up in a court of law and so forth, right?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, that's one of those things that a lot of people don't know, and I do try to point that out to them. But that's almost universal in any state.
That's correct. Yes, sir. Not just North Carolina. I believe other states have adopted it as well.
The voice over there is Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. We're the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors. Our guest, Samson Parker Jr., we like to call him the most powerful man in North Carolina law enforcement, North Carolina wildlife officer for Mecklenburg County. He covers it all, and as you just heard, this is the busy time of year for you, Samson. But as we transition, it's not far. Mm-hmm. School will start up. Hunting season's just around the corner. Not only do you answer calls, and not only do you patrol via truck, via car, via boat, via foot, but you also do what you're doing with us now, talking about purple paint, educating.
Absolutely.
Does that pick up when school lets in and you get out there in front of youth groups, school groups, radio programs, podcasts, and conservation groups as you educate people on the rules, regulations, and how to be safe out there?
Yes, sir. It definitely ramps up this time of year, really starting in August, kind of before hunting season kicks off, before dove season kicks off. We definitely start doing more programs. You know, a big program that we do is hunter education. You know, so that is a requirement to get your license in North Carolina. It's hunter education. And we teach that class. Concord Bass Pro Shops is actually where I teach mine. But we teach them at least about once a week once hunting season starts, once hunting season kicks in.
Now, what age does that pertain to? Because I'm grandfathered in because I'm old. But at some point, like in the 1960s or something after that, you had to have a hunter's education course. What's the mile marker on that one?
So if you were born on or before January 1st, 1988, you're covered unless you have never had a hunting license in North Carolina before. Now, if you were born before January 1988, you've had a hunting license prior to this year, then you're covered. You don't have to have that hunter education requirement. However, if you were born after 1988, so say you were born in 1989, anything 1990, anywhere on up through there, you're now required to have it.
Always a good plan, and oddly enough, when I was a kid, they had hunter's education in school. So, it's a shame they've omitted that because it covered a lot of bases. And gosh, I can even remember having shooting demonstrations in our gymnasium. So things have changed a bit over the years. Now you've got what a lot of people would consider a really envious job, and like everybody's job, there's ups and downs in it. But what's the most enjoyable part for you?
Most enjoyable part of my job is to be out there in nature, you know, almost every day. You know, it's a real pleasure not to have an office to sit behind every day, you know. And I get to do something different every day, and that's enjoyable to me.
Well, we've ordered up some good weather for you, so work hard out there, and we appreciate what you do every day out there. Samson, we got to get you on here as the season changes and find out how your job changes, because upcoming, as you mentioned, deer season's coming up, bird season's coming up, all of that's coming up as fall approaches. Samson Parker Jr., North Carolina Wildlife Officer for Mecklenburg County, off he goes. We'll be back with more of the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's on the Carolina Outdoors.